USA Radio News.
The White House says President Joe Biden will head to Philadelphia on Thursday for a primetime address. The topic? American democracy is under attack. Biden's speech is scheduled to be given 10 weeks ahead of the general election. Some political analysts have argued this is a crucial election for Democrats, with some saying a red Republican wave may sweep Congress. Biden's address comes amid his pointed rhetoric recently, where he says MAGA Republicans have embraced semi-fascism. Former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev has died at the age of 91 after a long health battle. This, according to Russian news agencies. Reports from the Central Clinical Hospital, who said the former Soviet leader who saw the end of the Cold War was undergoing treatment there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Border officials say President Joe Biden is the one to blame for the influx of illegal immigrants at the southern border.
Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz is saying under oath that President Biden's immigration policies are to blame for the surge at the border. The comment came during a recorded deposition in a lawsuit that Florida brought against the Department of Homeland Security.
In my experience, we have seen increases when there are no consequences.
During the deposition, Ortiz testified the southern border is currently in crisis and less safe for Americans and aliens alike. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Wall Street Journal survey of U.S. consumer confidence rose in August for the first time in 4 months, thanks in part to falling gas prices. However, the Fed raising interest rates has many economists thinking another recession is likely by next year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
The FBI raid of former President Donald Trump's home and its subsequent fallout is not going away. Reporter Lance Pry explains.
Thursday, a judge in Florida is set to rule on a special master to oversee what the Department of Justice, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the FBI has done by invading a president's home. The Department of Justice is admitting they took materials from Trump's home they should not have taken, documents covered by attorney-client privilege. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Doorbell camera video shows the moments an Ohio homeowner apparently shot his daughter's 22-year-old ex-boyfriend to death as he allegedly was trying to bust down the front door. A grand jury recently decided not to indict Mitchell Ducro with any crimes in connection to the deadly shooting of James Rawl. Ducro's daughter had ended her relationship with Rawl more than 18 months prior, but the man left a voicemail on her phone the night before he showed up at her house. Some 180,000 residents in and around Jackson, Mississippi have little or no sanitary water for the foreseeable future after the city's primary water treatment plant failed. Governor Tate Reeves announced Tuesday that until it's fixed, the area does not have reliable running water at scale. Governor Reeves activated the National Guard and declared a state of emergency. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.